In 1959, disc jockey Bob Hale was playing Buddy Holly singles on his radio show at KRIB in Mason City. He also hosted Record Hops at the Surf Ballroom.
And then I got this call from Carol Anderson, who manager of the Surf, and said that he had the opportunity to book in Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Booper. And I said, well, make that the Big Bopper and book that show now.
At just 25 years old, Hale emceed the fateful dance party, spending hours with the performers backstage, even helping Holly arrange the airplane for his flight out after the show.
Their small chartered plane crashed in a lonely farmyard about 15 miles northwest of Mason City.
The heartbreaking news spread the following morning, and Bob Hale broke the headline on his morning radio show.
Right after that announcement, people started coming to the radio station just to hang out. It was a wake. And tears. Parents were there. I can remember mom and dad came out with their son to the radio station. All three were in tears because they admired the work of these guys. And this was the biggest show North Iowa had ever seen.
Hale later became a DJ at WLS and is now retired in the Chicago area. He's returned to the Surf Ballroom many times and predicts the legend of 1959 will live on. Mostly because of the quality of music the three rising stars left behind.
Big Bopper gave us humor in his music. And not only was it humor, it was very danceable stuff. Chantilly lace and a pretty face. And Buddy's music is quality stuff that's going to hang on forever. Richie Valens, he brought the Tex-Mex, the Spanish south of the border sound, into the mainstream of U.S. America music. This stuff that they recorded back in the 50s and the music into the 60s, I think is going to be in our songbooks for as long as there are people who want to dance.
This winter's commemoration concludes today with a visit to Clear Lake by members of Richie Valens' family for the screening of the movie La Bamba. I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.